Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Come on into the
so we
room,
come
right?
To tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
you might be crying,
you might be crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Let me speak life to you.
Everybody on blogtalkradio.com, thank you for joining us right now on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. And also thank you for joining us on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. And this is what we call the church. We don't want to make it any denomination, it's just the church. Amen. You ever want to, you know, God said, come as you are. He said, come as you are. You don't have to worry about dressing all up, looking all fancy. He said, come as you are. And God will bless you right where you are. So let's open up with some prayer. Heavenly Father, to everybody who's listening and to anybody who needs a blessing right now, God, I ask that you send out a blessing like never before. I ask that you touch them if they're having a stomach problem or a back problem or a headache or something going on with the kids or something going on at the job. Or something going on with the husband or wife or at home or in the world, God, I just ask that you bless it right now and touch it, Lord. The war that's going on in Israel right now, touch it, God. The different things that are happening, the newborn babies, God, the shootings in the streets and everything that's going on, God, it's all in your hands. Everything is in your hands, God. Now take each and every person's prayer request, God, and bless them right where they are, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. All these things we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. When I think about what's been going on in Israel right now with the killings, and, you know, it just makes me a little bit emotional, because what can we really do about it? We can't do anything, but God said he'll fight our battles. Amen. God said he will fight our battles. So we need to let go and let God, because we're living in some final times right now. We're living in some final days right now. There's a lot going on. And I just want you to remember, never to forget, that God is in charge. God will have the last word. Today's sermon is based on love. I want you to know that God loves you. And that's what we're talking about today, that God loves you. And he loves you right where you are. He doesn't matter what you've been through. He don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter who it was, what they said or what they did, or what they thought they did, God still loves you. He don't care if you used to be an alcoholic or a drug addict or whatever you, that's what you were. That's not who you are now, because everybody can make change. And if you don't have God in your life, this is the greatest opportunity to get God in your life, right where you are at home. You don't have to be anywhere else except for where you are right now. And God still can hear you. God still will bless you. God will still uplift you and guide you and direct you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to bring a word to you right now out of the book of Revelations. And I want to share the word Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. Revelations, the book of Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. And I want to read this to you. And I want you to stand on this word. And I want you to take this word and let it sink into the residence of your heart and mind. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. So God says he's standing at the door knocking. All you have to do is just open a door and let God in. Amen. Praise God. That is not hard at all. If you open up your heart and you allow God into your life, God will come into your life. But, you know, we have to be careful, because evil wants to get into your life. Somebody's always saying, hey, come on, let's go do this. No, you don't want to go do that. Hey, Kimmins, how are you? Nicole Kimmins, how are you? God bless you. I always see you out there. Thank you, Nicole Kimmins, for joining us. I hope that I can be a blessing to you today. I hope that God can be a blessing to you today. And we just want you to know, we just had prayer. So whatever your prayer request is or was, keep your prayer request up there, because God is working it out right now. And I always tell everybody, I want to tell you just a little bit about God. First of all, God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. God is very good. God is great. He's greater than anything on this planet Earth. God is merciful. He's a merciful God. He forgives you for whatever you've done. I don't care what it is. God already forgave you. People might not forgive you, because people keep throwing it up in your face. But God already forgave you, and now all you got to do is forgive yourself. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? God already forgave you, so just forgive yourself. Once again, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join us on Blog Talk Radio, the number is 646-787-8064. Press 1. 646-787-8064. Then press 1. And it'll put you in the queue. Hey, Elaine Cosley. Hey, Elaine. Right on, Elaine. My hair wouldn't be looking this great if it wasn't for you. You're the greatest beautician in the world. Appreciate you. Say hello to all of the family. Please give them all my love. But I was preaching to you about God's love, because God's love is unconditional. Now, people put conditions on their love, but God has no conditions on his love for each and every one of us. God is able. God is good. God is great. God is merciful, a forgiving God. God is loving. He's a loving God. God is powerful. He can be your strength in the midst of a storm. And God is everything, each and everything. We serve an on-time God. He's a way maker, a miracle worker, and a promise keeper, and he's a light in the darkness. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I read to you Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and die with him, or he with me. So God is just saying, hey, you know, all you got to do is just come on, let me in. You see, we let go of God's hand, but he never lets go of our hand. He holds on to us, even when we don't know he's holding us up. You know, there's times when we know we should have been dead, okay? We should have been in the hospital. We should have been messed up in a wreck or something. But no. God intervened and made sure that whatever it was, it wasn't going to stop the work that God already has in store for you. I want you to move over to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 8. Go to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4. I apologize. Let me make sure I get that right. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 8. I want to make sure I get it right. Now, we're talking about the love of God. He loves us. And I'm showing you through his words. This is called expository preaching. Expository preaching is when you read it right from the Bible. You're not adding anything or taking anything away. You're reading the word of God from God's word, which is the Bible, which is your sword. The Bible is your sword. You know how in Ephesians chapter 6, it says put on the full armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Well, when you put on the full armor of God, that also includes your sword, which is your Bible. And if you know your word and you learn your word and you read the word, then you can use your Bible to slice down the devil's iniquities. Because they're going to always, you know, the devil's always going to be coming at you. The more you get saved, the more he's going to come at you to try to take you off your level of perfectionist with God. But don't give in. Don't give in to the devil. He's very tempting, very cunning. And he'll try in every single way to get you off your level of understanding with God. So here we are in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 8. And it reads, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. You know how sometimes we get anxious for some money, anxious for getting out there in the world, being out there at 2 o'clock in the morning, and people just end up getting killed. That's where you shouldn't be. I just saw a young man who was a beautiful he was a great sports player, beautiful athlete, and 17 years old. And he begged his father to go to a party, and his father said, no, son, I don't want you to go. This kid is just getting ready to graduate and going to the pros. He was going to skip college and go straight to the pros. Some other jealous brothers chased that brother down and shot him to death. Shot him to his death because he went to a party and he didn't have a way to get home. His ride left him and he had to walk home. But if he wouldn't have been out there at that hour walking home from a party where some guys started hating on him because he was an all-pro basketball player, all-pro track runner, all-pro football player, and he had a bright future, and those thieves stole his life away. That wasn't the work of God. That was the work of the devil. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made and known to God. So in other words, Matthew 7 and 7, when you have something you want, let your request be known to God. Matthew 7 and 7 says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and that door shall be opened unto you. That is making your request known to God. By asking God for what you want, for knocking on God's door, and he will open up that door to you. And you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. God doesn't come when we want him to, but he's right on time. God doesn't come when we want him to, but he's right on time. Amen. Praise God. Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the church. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Now, I want to move from here, from Philippians chapter 4 to verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So God is a protector. He will protect you from almost anything. But sometimes, even though we get ourselves into stuff that we shouldn't be into, God will still protect us. God will save your life. You could be laying on your deathbed, and God will raise you back up so that you can have, it's a test, so you can have a testimony. And he's showing you, God is showing you that he loves you. When God lets you outdo the doctors, outdo the surgeons, outdo the nurses, outdo the anesthesiologists, and they all make their prediction, oh, you're only going to last 2 weeks, and you're going to die in 2 weeks. No, God said no. He said he will raise you up and heal you and send you on your way. Hey, Talana, how are you? Hey, it's so good to see you on, Talana. Thank you. Tell everybody else in the family to please join us. I'm preaching about God's love. God's love is so amazing. God's love is so true. God's love is real. And we got to know that we know that we know that God loves us. I mean, people tell you they love you all the time, but then they turn around and they scream at you and holler at you and curse at you and tell you ain't nobody and you ain't nothing. But God is never going to tell you that. God has never told me that I'm nobody, I'm never going to be nothing. God always tells me, you're wonderful, you're great, you're fantastic, keep up the good work. I always hear that from God because our God is a loving God. He loves you, and he's loving on you. When somebody puts you down or somebody treats you wrong or somebody does something that is not right, God is still loving on you, but you got to know that you know that you know by your faith, God is with you at all times. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Praise God for you, Evangelist Virginia Valentine down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to go down to Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So God is saying the things that you learned from God, God is with you, and he's going to bring you that peace to tell somebody else about his goodness. We should be telling everybody about God's love and his goodness. We shouldn't be afraid because we in a party and they all smoking weed and drinking. We can still talk about God. It don't matter where you are, you can talk about God. You ever get in a situation and you go, God, please, if you just get me out of here today, I promise you I won't do this ever again. God, if you just get me out of this situation right now, God, you have my word. It doesn't matter where you are. When prayers go up, hallelujah, blessings come down. I want to go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And this is God's love. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He strengthens you to do what you need to do. If you got to get up to go to work, if you got to take care of the kids and go to work, if you got to go do this and do that and things that come up and try to disturb your groove, God says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we got to know who we're calling on when we have a situation, because we're going to have some situations. Sometimes I remember when my kids would say, Dad, I got a situation. And I throw my hands up, oh my gosh, and Lord help me with this one. Because, you know, kids are going to be kids. And we have to ask God to show us how to have the best parenting skills and be patient with our kids. And tell your kids how wonderful they are. Tell your kids how great they are. So then that way they're not going to social media trying to find love on social media, and then they end up getting killed or raped or whatever, or hurt or beat up or stolen or sex trafficking or something because they feel like they're not getting enough love at home. Always sit down with your kids and talk to them about God. Tell them about the goodness of God. And that's what I preached about last week, how a lot of our kids are getting away from church and getting away from God because we as parents, we have to continue to instill that inside of our young people. We can't sit there and get high with them, sit there and drink with them, and sit there and all that and think that they're going to obey us, because the first thing they're going to do is when they get mad and say, well, you sitting over here drinking and doing this and doing that and partying every night, why can't I? No, we got to lead by example. We have to lead by example. And I tell my kids when they were younger, this is an A and B conversation. You need to see your way out. When I was growing up, you better not be sitting in the room while your parents are talking about something. They send you straight to your room. And we got to get back to the basics. Even when it comes to eating dinner, we need to sit everybody down at the table, Put your phones down. No phones at the table. We're going to talk right now. We're going to find out how each other's doing. When we have our Sunday potlucks, when we would have our Sunday potluck dinners, no cell phones when we're having a potluck. It's all about family and talking and sharing and praise the Lord and teaching them about God. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, we read Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9 and 9 through to 13, and now we're reading verse 19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Our God is good, and he loves you. He loves you, Sister Kimmins. He loves you, Humble 37. He loves you, Zion. He loves you, Evangelist Valentine, Elaine Cosley, Auntie Gloria, Shirley, and everybody on here. God loves you. God loves you. He loves all of us, and he will show you his love if we allow him to show our love. I want to go to another scripture with you right here while we're talking about love. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. So go on and flip your Bible, and if you don't have it, it's okay. You can just write it down. Romans chapter 8, verse 37, and it reads, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We're conquerors because God loves us, and he will help us conquer the situations that come up in our life. We are more than conquerors with the love of God on our side. And that's why I'm talking about how much God loves you today. You need to notice, yes, that's right, Romans 8, 37. Thank you so much, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, out there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just thank God for you right now. And I thank God that I'm able to share the word for those who are joining us today. And this will be put up on a reel so that you can watch it over and over again. Maybe you can share it with a friend who doesn't know that God loves them. Maybe you can share it with a family member that doesn't know that God loves them. Maybe you can share it with an atheist person who doesn't know that God loves them. Maybe you can share it with a person who's an alcoholic that doesn't know that God loves them. They think the bottle loves them more than God. They think the marijuana loves them more than God. They think that sex loves them more than God. They think that overeating loves them more than God. No, none of that doesn't love you more than God. Because God is not going to hurt you. He's going to heal you from the hurt that you already been going through. Amen? Because he loves you. God loves you. I want to read on in Romans chapter 8, verse 37. I want to go to verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The love of God. Now, I want you to hear me out. I want you to analyze and evaluate these words and let them sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Romans chapter 8, verse 37, verse 38 through 39 says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, what does that tell you? That's in the Word of God. That's why this Bible is so important. You want to learn how to eat? Read your Bible. You want to learn how to sleep? Read your Bible. You want to learn how to do the right thing? Read your Bible. You want to learn about life? Read your Bible. You want to be a good parent? Read your Bible. You want to be a good father or a good mother? Be a good uncle or aunt or a cousin? Read your Bible. Everything you want to know is in this book. This is the real book of life. This is the book of living water. And God said in his word, come unto me, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God said he'll give you rest from all that madness, from all these things that we go through, that we do, that we put ourselves through, that we don't understand sometimes why we do what we do. Because if we're not focused with God and we don't take God with us on each and every moment, then we end up getting tied up into things that we shouldn't be tied up into. We have to remember never to forget God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And God's love for us is more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for those hearts. Is that you, Monty, Gloria, Timmy, those, and evangelists? Thank you guys so much for the hearts. Those hearts, are they mean so much to me. Now, I want to go to another scripture here. And let me go, as I begin to close out, I want to go to the book of Psalms. So find the book of Psalms. And when you get to the book of Psalms, let me know. And I have something in the book of Psalms I want to read to you. And I want to share with you as we continue to talk about God's love for us. Oh, let's fix that right there. There we go. And God's love for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Let's see here. Okay. A little bit further there. And while I'm talking to you about God's love, God is an on-time God. He doesn't just jump up and go, wow, I'm here. God will work out your situation. Sometimes God won't let you do something because he's saving you from your own demise. And you go, well, I really want to go do that and jump in that car and get over there at 9 o'clock, and I'm over there at 9:15. Well, maybe God didn't want you to be there at 9 o'clock because you might have got into an accident at 9 o'clock. So he let you get there late at 9:15, so you missed out on the accident. See, there's a reason why sometimes God doesn't allow you to do what you want to do when you get ready to do it, because God is preserving you for something. God is showing you how much he loves you. He's saving you from something that you shouldn't be a part of, a bad situation somewhere, bad person who's always doing something to bring you down off your level of righteousness and happiness and goodness. You know, sometimes people don't want to see you happy, and they don't have that love for you like God has. So right now, I want you to go to Psalms 27. Psalms 27, the book of Psalms, verse 27. I'm sorry. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. My bad. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. And I want to read it to you. And this is how much God loves you and how much we should love God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Y'all didn't hear me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Let me tell you something. People try to make you afraid of each and everything. But if the Lord is your light and your salvation, you don't have nothing to fear. Nothing and nobody to fear. Okay? Because God is watching over you. God has you in his hand. God is holding you up. God is seeing you through. And I appreciate everybody that's on right now. You don't know how much I hope you tell somebody about the goodness of God and how much God loves them. Somebody could be going through right now, and they just need to hear that word that God loves them. And it's an agape love. It's an unconditional love. It's not an eros love. It's not a sexual love. It's a spiritual love. Hallelujah. It's an agape love. It's an unconditional love. There's a difference. And then it goes on in Psalms 27, verse 1 to 2. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If God is the strength of your life, you don't have to be afraid of anything. But it goes on in verse 2. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. God will make your enemies fall right at your feet and not touch you. But you got to have faith, and you got to believe, and you got to know that God loves you that much. That no weapon, hallelujah, formed against you, hallelujah, shall prosper. No weapon, not one, shall prosper. It just won't work. And that's why I wanted to bring this word to you today, because I thought it was a word that would be uplifting, it would be invigorating, it would sink into the resonance of your heart and mind, that it'll give you new strength, new energy, that you'll be rehabilitated, revitalized, rejuvenated, and restored in the name of Jesus to continue your walk with God. Amen. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. You know that Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Guess what? Now this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this word right now that was shared about love. God, I pray that somebody heard that word today and let it sink into the residence of their heart and mind. God, I ask that you bless everyone that's on this line from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. God, I ask that you give them the desires of their heart. And Lord, whatever they're going through, let them know, God, that you love them and you will take care of them. Praise your name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, I hope you have enjoyed the word today. I hope the word has been invigorating and uplifting to you. And I want to thank you for joining me again on this wonderful Sunday. We'll be here next Sunday again at 2 p.m. and we'll have another word for you. Next week, we're going to talk about how good the work of God is. God is continuously working in our lives. Not only does he love us, he works with us and he works through us to bless others. And so before I go, there's a couple of things I want to say to you. I always say, number one, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Number two, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And number three, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself. So let there be no limits. God is with you. God will keep you. God will guide you. And God will protect you. This is Pastor Eddie Jones, and we are the church. We are the church. You know, as I close my Bible and I prepare to leave right now, I just want to say this to somebody. The agony of being alone, the fear of doing things on my own, the testing trials that come to make me strong, the feeling of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the weight of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you now, Lord. I need you now, Lord. I need you right now, right now, right now. I need you now. Not another second or another minute, Jesus. Not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you, oh Lord, right away. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. If you like the words that you just heard from the church, Pastor Eddie Jones, send up a like or a heart or just say amen. Hey, Pastor Jason Ramsey, amen. Hallelujah. How did your surgery go? Are you okay? Is everything all right? God bless you. So good to see you online. If you enjoyed the word, just type in, I enjoyed the word. Just type in, praise God. If you know that God loves you, just type it in there. Just say, I know God loves me. Because I want to know that you did get something out of this word today. And I want to send a shout-out to you, Auntie Gloria. I want to send a shout-out to my daughter, Talana. Hey, oh, it's on the 27th. Praise God, Pastor Ramsey. We will keep you in our prayers. Everybody, I just want to say thank you. God bless you. God loves you, and so do I. And amen. That's your surgery date. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Talana. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you guys, before I go, tomorrow is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And it comes on at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And all you got to do is dial 646-787-8064. Excuse me, 8064. And then press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Or you can look at me like you are now on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Or look at me on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr., the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., along with In the Mist. And In the Mist, you'll find out that's with Pastor Ramsey. They'll be joining us, and you can call in through him, too. And we're going to have a really good time. And we have some serious – I got a really great guest for tomorrow and some serious topics we're going to be talking about. It's your civil rights, your constitutional rights, your human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, and we all have rights. Okay, so God bless you. May God keep you. I'll see you all tomorrow morning. Whatever you do, keep up the great work and know that God loves you and he adores you. Amen. God bless.